My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Browns and the Dallas Cowboys 425 next Sunday, and we welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, boys.
Daryl, tough to start off this show this morning. Tough to start off this interview with you. Jim Donovan stepping away as the voice of the Cleveland Browns to focus on his health with his family and battling cancer again. Daryl, you've known Jim a very long time. His impact on the city, his impact on the booth, on broadcasting NFL football games and across the country, and certainly being the voice of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, you know, since the team came back in 1999, Jim has basically been the soundtrack to fall in Northeast Ohio. Unfortunately, over his 25 years in the booth, the Browns, frankly, not that great until recent years. But you'd never know it, whether you were listening to Jim on the air. He, you know, when he called the games, he called them with such joy. Nobody made 4-12 and 5-11 sound as entertaining and fun as Jim Donovan did. But just off the air too, you'd never know that you know, things weren't going great with the team. He just had such enthusiasm for the job and you know, calling games. You know, he always treated me with respect, even when I was just an up-and-comer in the business and stringing and piecing jobs together and things like that. He always treated me well. So thoughts and prayers with Jim and his family, wishing him a speedy recovery. And Browns football on Sunday afternoons, just not going to be the same without him.
Do you have a favorite of Jim's calls, Daryl?
Run, William, run. That was the first time in the expansion era where, you know, good things happened. Chubba Wubba Wub is up there. His final call when the Browns made the playoffs in the 2020 COVID season, when he said, the only thing that's missing is you, because obviously there were only about 6,000 fans allowed in the stands because of the health and safety protocols at the time. But I would say those are my top favorite Jim Donovan calls.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, we'll talk to Nathan about Jim coming up here at 9 o'clock as well. But we're getting ready for a season. I was expecting, you know, a lot of good calls. Some days, obviously, some Sundays in an NFL season don't go as well as others. So a lot of Sundays, hopefully, are going to be going well for our football team coming up here. There was a lot of conversation about Brandon Ayuk throughout this offseason. Now that's all settled. He's with the San Francisco 49ers. It seems to a lot of folks that he held up a possible trade with the Cleveland Browns. Do you believe that first and foremost before we go any further with the line of questioning there?
Yeah, I do. You know, I certainly saw the clips from the Pat McAfee show yesterday where Adam Schefter basically came out and said he didn't want to come to Cleveland, which that surprised me because the Browns are a really good football team. And I think that they're a better football team than the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I don't know why, you know, he would be more willing to entertain a trade to Pittsburgh than he would Cleveland. These are not the same old Browns. The organization has stability. Kevin Stefanski, two-time NFL Coach of the Year. There's expectations. This, you know, obviously the coming off a playoff season. There's expectations not only the Browns make the playoffs this year, but they do some damage come playoff time as well, and they advance and they you know compete to potentially go to the Super Bowl. That's how far the Browns have come under the Barry Stefanski regime. So I am a little surprised at the notion that Ayuk did not want to come to Cleveland, and enjoy San Francisco. Hope it all works out for him. He got his money and all that type of thing. And the Browns are just go with what they got now.
Well, Daryl, I bandied about the idea earlier. I thought this was going to be a spicier take when he wasn't signed yet, so it took out a little bit of the spice. So.
Hey, listen, there were people in Pittsburgh saying that it was a done deal. He was going to the Steelers, so I don't know where those folks are
line.
Today. But
it was on the 1 yard line. I'm trying to get him on the phone to explain himself here. Daryl, wait, what the hell? Oh yeah, Brandon Ayuk. Well, because I started thinking about Pony, and I had to call Pony, and then I forgot what the hell I was going to ask you. The Mike Tomlin thing, we want volunteers, not hostages, right?
Right.
All right, they traded for Odell, and you hand to God, and multiple people in multiple areas told me, it's like he thought it was kind of like an NBA trade where he wasn't going to play for Cleveland, like it was just a stopping point on a way to another trade. We know that the Browns were the first ones out for Deshaun Watson. Odell had a good season, but it didn't end well. Deshaun Watson has had flashes, but so far it's not going the way that a lot of us hoped.
Right.
Do you want a guy whose first choice isn't to come to your football team that you have to kind of make him want to be here?
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I'll be honest with you, with that knowledge, I'm glad they didn't make the trade, and I'm glad that Amari Cooper's still here, because Amari Cooper is pretty much everything you want in a football player. He just goes out there and does his job. He does not have the personality that most top-tier wide receivers in the National Football League have, and that's the diva mentality. You don't see Amari dancing after every catch. You don't see him celebrating first downs like he just won the Super Bowl. You don't even see him celebrating touchdowns. He's got a Nick Chubb type of approach to the game. And frankly, those are guys I like. I don't want someone that doesn't want to be here. To Odell's credit, he always put on the happy face up until, well, at least the end, when when his dad handled his business for him and got him out of here. But, if you don't want to be here, that's fine. The Browns will be fine without you.
Is this something, Daryl, and I think that it is a good thing they didn't make this trade, but is this something that would have even been an upgrade for this year? Like, would the Browns have been a better team this season if they made this trade?
Well, I mean, the trade did fit within how Andrew Berry likes to construct the roster, right? Age-wise, he's what, 26, 27 years old? So that fits in there, that second NFL contract, if you will. The production in the last couple of years is, been really, really good. And so you're projecting that's going to continue, right? So I don't know if it would have made them a better football team, but what it would have done was given them a younger number one wide receiver with quality projected production and under team control for the next 4 or 5 years, which is basically this window of contention / opportunity that the Browns currently are in.
Made a lot of people excited that they could possibly sign Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams, and it's not fun to hear about the housekeeping that had to go on. I know it's prudent work, but let me ask you this, Daryl. Are we overrating the hit to the salary cap that he could have someday? Because the salary cap is going to raise as time goes on, and that means that if they keep restructuring, they could be still under the salary cap, and eventually they'll take the hit, but they'll still be under the salary cap. Are we making too big a deal about him fitting underneath the cap?
Ayuk or Watson here?
I'm sorry, Deshaun Watson.
Um, Well, look, I think Andrew Berry does a really good job of projecting the trajectory of the cap. They had the spike this past offseason for this fiscal year, 2024, and Berry nailed it. Like, he knew, like, he had it figured out that that is what the increase was going to be, and the Browns are perfectly fine. For me, where my concern comes in when it comes to Deshaun and the cap will be if they don't extend his contract because he's either not healthy slash not available slash just not playing worthy of a contract extension. Because then all that comes due at once you get through the 5 years, and then the year after that, all those voidable years that get slapped on, that comes up as, you know, one big fat cap charge. That's when I'll get a little nervous, but right now you're going for it. Like, they needed to do this because of where they are at with the salary cap. They're going to probably do some more restructures either this going into this season or next offseason and try and keep kicking the can down the road. Keep in mind, Myles Garrett's probably going to want a pay raise next offseason. We're going to be back to that because his $25 million a year is, you know, a bargain right now compared to what other top rushers are now getting. They're in the 30s as far as annual pay value and that. And so as the cap is going up, Ken, so are these annual salaries for the core positions, quarterback, edge rusher, left tackle, and number one wide receiver and cornerback.
You said left tackle. Who's going to play left tackle next week?
I think Jack Conklin.
Okay, why?
Because he's what they have available. Jed Wills is not on the field, so until I see Jed Wills on the field, I consider him unavailable. And you watch the preseason just like I did. So, yeah, it's worth a shot putting him out there. We talked to Jack earlier this week. He said he feels comfortable doing it if, in fact, that is what he's asked to do. He did play left tackle at college, so it has appeared just the 20 minutes we get to watch practice now that he's working on his technique to work on the left side of the offensive line there. So I feel much more comfortable with them plugging Jack Conklin in. No disrespect to the other guys that they have on the line there, but again, we watched the preseason. We saw what that was like. I watched the practices against the Minnesota Vikings, saw what that was like. So I think that Jack Conklin right now is their best option until Jed Wills can come back. And hey, if it goes well with Jack Conklin, I don't know, maybe they leave him there. We'll see.
Leave him there when Jed Wills is back and just not have Jed in the starting lineup? Ooh, that's
I mean, come
on, Daryl. I don't know about that, Daryl.
If it's going that well, I don't know. I'm just saying, if it's going that well,
yeah,
why would you mess with it?
Come on, Daryl. I don't know why I say come on. I mean, you're right about that. I think
And let's be honest about it. There's still a risk of, you know, Jack getting hurt again or any of these guys getting hurt, right? So you've got three. The good news is once Jed does come back, you have three healthy tackle positions for two spots. And if history is any indication, they're going to need all three of those guys at some point. So, you know, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's good that they've got three starting caliber players, for two spots on the field. Because, again, I think that they're going to need it. I hate thinking in those terms, but you have to because, I mean, you know, seasons in the NFL are almost a war of attrition when you're talking about, getting through a season and injuries and all those type of things. And again, we've seen it time after time where the Browns are concerned when it comes to injury.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Daryl Ryder, are the Browns better than what they were last year?
Maybe a smidge better, but I have questions on the offensive side of the ball right now.
Are you saying a smidge because they added
Jerry Jeudy, right? So just on paper, you're sitting there and projecting, okay, I'm a little better in the wide receiver room than I was a year ago. So, I mean, they basically are running it back, right? Jeudy was the big offseason acquisition here. So, they're pretty much running this thing back. So, my expectation is the defense is going to be better this year. But I do have some questions about this offense early in the season. I think Deshaun needs reps. Clearly, he didn't get those in the preseason, and that's not a criticism. I would not have put him on the field in Seattle because of the offensive line situation being what it was at the time. I get it. But I think it's going to take a little bit for this offense to find its footing early in the season. They're really going to need the defense to carry the water early until the offense can kind of get rolling.
Pony won't come on the show.
Why?
I tried to talk him into it. He won't come on the show, Daryl.
What did he say?
Weak sauce.
He doesn't want to come on the show. He just is.
Stand by your report.
He's not coming on the show to atone for what he said. I'm trying to talk him into it. I hate trying to do two things at once. Daryl, I have been paying
attention
to you. I
guess I know
what
you're going to be doing this afternoon at 3, right?
Jim in Youngstown?
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. I'm busy. I'm a busy person. I don't know if I can just sit there and prank call Pony all the time. That's not my job.
Well, not all the time, but
the
today.
The one time he's like, call it. And then he left me on hold for like 50 minutes. Ken, I'm like, I'm not being on hold for 50 minutes on your stupid talk show.
But you know what? With all due respect, Ken, I kind of feel like you have a responsibility to Browns fan.
Do I?
I kind of feel like you do.
Why am I the only one who has to troll Pony?
Because you're really good at it. That's why.
What I'm going to do.
You are.
I'm going to send some. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to do this. I know how I'm going to do this now because I'm going to make his boss play it on the air during his show is what I'm going to do. I already got something cooked up. I'll tell you what that is coming up in the next segment because I already got that up in my head. All right, Daryl, I thank you very much for the time. Even though you didn't agree with me about the hold more the better thing, but either way, we'll move on from that. We all love you.
I gave you a smidge.
No, agreed with me, Daryl.
You agreed
and that's
with
what
Danny. I don't think they're better than what they were last year. I don't think they're just abhorrently
Ken's
worse.
Ken's a Browns pessimist.
I am not a pessimist. I said they were still 10-7 this year. How's that pessimism?
Wait a minute. You think they're going to win one fewer game?
Yeah.
Boy, you're such a hater.
They're going. All right, get Daryl off the phone.
Bye, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
Goodbye. Daryl did a better job working me into a shoot than Pony. And when does that ever happen?
Well,
Pony actually never works me into a shoot. Daryl gets me going. Yeah. You got me going earlier this week.
I did.
Lyman, it's an art form with him. It's not that hard to do. Yeah, Pony never gets me into a shoot. 216-474.
You get him into one, though.
0092. All right, I want to get back to whether or not they're better. And it doesn't matter if you're pro or a kid in a sandlot. Everybody needs a pickup every now and then. And I'll explain what's going on with the Pwnmaster General coming up on the fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.